Yonah Jeremy Bob from the Jerusalem Post, correspondent in Israel with the very latest. Welcome aboard, Yonah. Thank you for being with us. Appreciate it.
Great to be back.
Yonah, what is the current situation today? What's happening today?
Okay, so today we have more standoff. I'm going to hit you with some statistics. So far in the 14 days, four of which have been with ground troops, we have 1,790 rockets from Hamas in Gaza fired at Israel, 2,700 attacks from the Israeli Defense Forces, including airstrikes, artillery, etc. On the Gaza side, 500 dead, 3,050 injured on the Israeli side, 20 dead, most of which are soldiers from the last 24 hours or so, about 400 injured. And I say standoff because you have the Iron Dome, which is this miraculous missile defense system, which has pretty much protected Israeli cities, is a strategic change that's keeping Hamas from killing mass numbers of Israeli civilians. And they say that the ground forces have reduced the number of rockets that have been fired today, but there's still rockets being fired at Tel Aviv, Jerusalem, and Israel has not decided whether it wants to, you know, do more, go in even harder. And on the Hamas side, they're losing their tunnels. They have these tunnels that they've put under the Israeli border in order to do surprise attacks on small Israeli villages near the Gaza border. They're still firing rockets, and they still think they don't have anything to lose. So right now, both sides still have not decided where they're going to go, and that's where things are today. Probably it's going to get hotter. There are going to be more intense fights before it calms down.
The Israeli government has said that this will continue until Hamas's military ability to attack Israel has been neutralized. Have the terms of what that looks like been defined? How will the Israeli government know when it's time to end the incursion into Gaza?
I mean, that's the big question. You hit it on the nail, and the answer is absolutely not. They have not defined it. They've tried to stay vague because in past instances, the big example is the 2006 Lebanon War. Then Prime Minister Ehud Olmert said he was going to destroy Hezbollah. When that didn't happen, the whole thing was considered a failure from the Israeli side. So they've kept the definitions vague. It's good for that other reason, but on the other side, it's not clear how to come out of this. You know, is Israel going to blink first because of deaths of Israeli soldiers that are multiplying and are going to continue to multiply daily, and deaths of Palestinian civilians that are going to multiply because of Hamas fighting in the urban setting intentionally? Is Hamas going to blink the moment before they feel that maybe Israel might really topple them? When it, you know, again, Israel isn't into the deepest parts of Hamas strongholds yet. That would be like another stage. Or is Israel really going to topple Hamas and reoccupy Gaza? Nobody would have even considered that as a possibility a week ago, maybe even not seriously a few days ago. It's still the least likely thing. It's not what Prime Minister Netanyahu wants. But it could happen at this point because we have two sides that are very far apart on what ceasefire terms look like.
Does it seem like maybe to you that Hamas actually welcomed the ground troops coming in because it would give them a chance to inflict more casualties on the Israelis with 13 soldiers dead already?
Absolutely. I mean, they've been preparing for this since, you could say since November 2012 was the last round, but in some ways the bigger round was 2008-2009, and they've been digging tunnels, booby-trapping the tunnels, setting up ambushes. They say that they have an entire practically underground city there. You know, it's their terrain, it's their turf. They're only coming out to fight when they want to. All sorts of tricks up their sleeves, you know, with the tunnels even allowing them to come out behind Israeli forces. And any time that Israel has a quote-unquote success by hitting a bunch of Hamas soldiers, terrorists, whatever you want to call them, they're usually hitting a whole bunch of civilians at the same time. So as far as Hamas is concerned, the deeper Israel gets drawn in, the better it is for them. The more Israeli soldiers they kill, they create a bigger name for themselves in the Arab world. And going into this, they were really, really low. They, you know, Egypt is pretty much not talking to them at all, has cut off their ability to smuggle weapons. cut off their smuggling tunnels across the Egyptian border, which was their economy. So they really felt like they had nothing to lose.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu talked about the exploitation of the victims, and he used a certainly memorable phrase. Here it is.
All civilian casualties are unintended by us, but actually intended by Hamas. They want to pile up as many civilian dead as they can because, I mean, it's gruesome. They use telegenically dead Palestinians for their cause. They want the more dead, the better.
Yeah, that telegenically dead is a phrase that will certainly enter the lexicon. Let me ask you this, Yona. Two Americans were confirmed dead. One was Max Steinberg, who is from Woodland Hills here in Southern California, 24-year-old son of Max Steinberg. Excuse me, it was Stuart Steinberg who died. He's the son of Max Steinberg. Do we know how many American citizens are there serving in the Israeli Defense Forces?
I can't tell you, you know, at this particular moment how many are serving right now or how many are in Gaza right now, but there could be in any given year, you know, a couple dozen at least joining up. And then there's a couple hundred thousand American citizens who have moved to Israel and been here for a long time, having children that are joining the army. So in terms of, you know, sort of native-speaking Americans, I would say you could easily have hundreds, if not more, if they really call up all of the reserves, and right now they've called up over 50,000, quite a few.
All right. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. We'll obviously be talking to you again, Yona Jeremy Bob, with the Jerusalem Post, and it's at jpost.com.